Now, what is psychic liberation?
Well, you know, we've had a civil rights movement, and we've had a feminist movement and a gay rights movement, and in each case, the purpose of these movements was to put an end to ignorance, fear, and discrimination. Now we feel that the time has come to begin to look at ignorance, fear, and discrimination with regards to our psychic abilities.
Are people with psychic abilities, are they discriminated against? Is there some fear toward them?
Yeah, I would have to say, even though there's enormous popular interest and people are fascinated, there's also a lot of prejudice in our culture, and one of the obvious signs of that, George, is the fact that even though I have a doctoral degree in parapsychology, the subject is taught at almost none of our colleges and universities across our country.
That's a good point. It's almost like universities, Jeffrey, that they are afraid to even face up to the fact that there are these powers out there somewhere. You know, my I did not have a chance to tell you this when we talked a very, very long time ago, but my my aunt at the time, she's dead now, was one of the forefront leaders of intuition and ESP, Dr. Shafika Karegula.
You know, you did mention
that. Did I mention that to you?
I knew her.
Okay. In her book, Breakthrough to Creativity, we're still trying to figure out how she died. We think she was done in, to tell you the truth.
Yes, I recall.
Okay, that was a Sunday we talked. God, but what was it, about a year ago?
No, it was last time we spoke would have been around March.
Of this year? It's time for me to get a little...
You may recall I was on the program with James Spottiswood, another scientist, and we were talking about research and what we call the pre-stimulus response.
Okay, okay. All right, but we weren't really pushing the ESP at that time.
Yeah.
You... At that prior to that, we talked about one of your books called The PK Man.
Yes.
And this guy, Ted Owens, kind of dabbled in the evil, though, didn't he?
I don't like to think of it as evil. You know, I knew Ted for over 10 years, and he had a good heart.
He was vindictive, though.
Yes, he was, but he was vindictive when people mistreated him.
So he was pushed first.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not as if he didn't have a cause, and that's precisely my point. Here is a man with enormous psychic powers, and he would come into a city and say, I'm here to end the drought, I'm here to do some good, and then people would insult him.
What period was he around?
He died in 1987, and I worked with him from 1976 and until his death.
Did you get along with him?
I got along with him just fine. I found that as long as I treated him with respect, he didn't attempt to use any of his abilities to harm me, except on one occasion for which he later apologized.
What did he try to do, if you want to talk about that?
Well, we were in the middle of a research project, and he was going to produce a UFO, and in fact he did. He produced a UFO, but he promised he was going to produce three, so I reminded him that he hadn't fulfilled everything, and I said to him, you know, Ted, you're not perfect, and he slammed the phone down, and within a few minutes I began feeling very sick, like a sore throat. You know how you feel
when you're
about to really get sick, and then 45 minutes later he called me up. He said, Jeffrey, I'm sorry I did that to you. I will never do that again.
He admitted it.
He admitted it, and I began to feel better right away. And to me, the lesson is that psychics deserve to be treated with the same decency and courtesy that all people should be treated with.